to see them tonight again. I like to sing when you're away and stay along with my mind. I dream to go so far with you, but now we have to wait.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name is DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Dream by P. Lion. Before that, we had the Air Studio version of Tel Aviv, the one that I think should have made it to the album. That was by Duran Duran, and we started off today with Maledetta Primavera, and that was by our good friend from Italy, If I have her name, it slips. I always lose it. Loretta Goggi. There we go. But the next one, I wanted to at least play one song by them because I did see them. They were in town over here in D.C. Flock of Seagulls came, and great show. I was they ended up playing Space Age Love Song twice. After the audience was like, yeah, play it again. So that was good. But we're going to do one that didn't get a crazy amount of attention, at least on the charts. This one's going to be The More You Live, The More You Love. I'm going to go into that right now.
Thank you.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and right now we're listening to Pink Footpath by Lewis. For that, we had Ochi Brown's Whenever You Need Somebody, the original that was done by the legendary producer trio Stock, Aitken, and Waterman, for it was on the album for which it was titled by Rick Astley. For that, though, we had Unodo all'anima. That was another Italian song. That one was by Pamela Prati. For that, we had The More You Live, The More You Love by A Flock of Seagulls. But before we get back into things, just wanted to let you know a quick couple of things. Firstly, does your child sometimes get headaches, stomach aches when they aren't sick? Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. A migraine is not just a headache. A migraine attack can last for hours or even days, often with sensitivity to lights and sounds or nausea and vomiting. Migraine is more common than you think. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents understand how migraine impacts their children's ability to learn. It can be hard to focus and even mean missing school. But with the right accommodations, they succeed. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. Also, just letting you know that WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Ave near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. Also, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Finally, just a couple shows we have here on WRCT. The Angry Young Man. The world is an angry place, and there's an angry young man who's ready to tackle the issues plaguing it head on. Join Anthony Cachon as he talks about issues ranging from current events to policy debates every Friday at 7 a.m. on WRCT. It's been a little bit dead, but it'll be back, I promise. But we also have Kaleidoscope. You can tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Thursdays at 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. Well, anyways, with that out of the way, I'm going to go back into the rest of our programming.
down my spine.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Keep On by Bobby Martis, which is a cover of a, I always butcher their names, so forgive me, Tavares cover. It's a cover of one of their songs, which was on an earlier album, but before that, we had Il Mondo da Una Nuvola. That is a song by Patrizia Pellegrino. Before that, though, we had Voices in Your Head, and that was by Paris by Air, and that was what we had off of Pink Footprints earlier. But now, it's that magical time of the hour. You guessed it. We're going to take our trip back from the past, and now back to the future. That's right. We're going to listen to some, you know, the usual. I guess at this point it's a little obvious. It's kind of the shameless plug 10 minutes. But you know what? It's my show. So if you like it, you know, you can always give it a little Shazam. You can see what's going on, but I'll let you know what you're going to hear. You're going to hear It Must Be Love, as well as Promises You Made and Love You to Death by Ethos Sign, per the usual. But we're going to start off with It Must Be Love, going into this little segment right over here, right about now. Enjoy.
wise that remind me of clear sunny skies. Whoa. From summer days with you, a perfect smile straight from a dream that makes each time I'm with you seem warm. So wonderfully brand new, and I never thought I'd fall so fast. This feeling that just seems to last, there's one thing it could be. The answer's clear to see. It must be love. How you feel for me, a woman who is so divine, a goddess who's completely mine. Boy, it's what it seems to be. And I never thought I'd fall so fast. This feeling that just seems to last, there's one thing it could be. The answer's clear to see. It must be love. glasses as we take our places. Total strangers with familiar faces. I can never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. There's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you to death.
WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard a whole bunch of Ethos Sign, which you can stream on all streaming platforms. I'd like to thank you for joining us on this little trip back to the 80s that you never knew. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. I look forward to seeing you all next week. And happy Easter to those who celebrate. The Orthodox and the Catholics have it on the same this time, so take care and God bless.
there is a permanent Nakba. There is a permanent understanding that the Palestinians must either be removed from what is known by the Israelis as Judea and Samaria, the entire region on the western side of the Jordan River. Palestinians have to leave, they have to be expelled, that's one proposal. Or the second is that they remain, but they remain subordinated and as second-class citizens. That's the permanent Nakba. That is, in fact, what the Israeli authorities have wanted since 1948, and it has been unchanged.
That's Vijay Prashad, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Vijay Prashad. Is the Nakba permanent? Nakba is Arabic for the 1948 catastrophe, where 750,000 Palestinians were forcibly expelled and driven from their ancestral homes and lands. Today, 77 years later, the Nakba continues, this time aided and abetted by the United States. Israel declares it has, quote, the most moral army in the world, which does everything to avoid harming noncombatants, unquote. Watch Al Jazeera or read the reports from Amnesty International, B'Tselem or Gush Shalom, and other human rights organizations to verify the Israeli claim. Netanyahu has declared there will be no Palestinian state, and Israel will control Gaza. Will there ever be a viable Palestinian state? The key word is viable, not just a collection of Bantustans crisscrossed by Israeli-only roads, walls, barriers, and checkpoints. What will be the fate of millions of Palestinians? Is the Nakba permanent? Our guest today is Vijay Prashad. He's an internationally renowned historian and journalist. He's the executive director of Tricontinental Institute for Social Research. He's the author of many books, including Washington Bullets, CIA Coups and Assassinations. He was at his home in Santiago, Chile, when I talked with him in mid-May. Welcome to the program.
It's a great honor to be with you, David.
Isabel Allende is an acclaimed writer. She's a relative, incidentally, of Salvador Allende, the democratically elected president of Chile, who was overthrown in a CIA-sponsored coup in 1973. Isabel has lived in the United States now for many years. She wrote recently about fear, and that's what I want to talk to you about. She says it's a very pervasive thing that changes a society and changes the way people behave with each other and changes you from inside. Something breaks inside you. That's a direct quote. Today, in the United States, there's a palpable climate of fear. Masha Gessen, in an op-ed, writes, quote, America's police state has arrived, unquote. People are being picked up off the street with no due process or habeas corpus. Their personal data is being stolen. They're being illegally detained and, in some cases, deported. Talk about fear, its uses, and crucially, how to overcome it.
You know, you can diminish people by fear, and you can lift them up when you break the back of fear. Fear plays an enormously negative role for a culture. It's not just individual, you know, that you and I may individually be afraid of being picked up by a government, or we might individually fear somebody targeting us one way or the other. In fact, when you see on a street a van stop and you see people get out of the van and pull somebody out of a car, throw them into the van and drive off, that corrodes all of society. That's not something that just happened